This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a service of Talkers and Talkers.com, along with the Good Day Show, Steffen and company, with Harrison and company, to go through the stories and the people list that comes out every week. Research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. This happens to be the week of April 15th to 19th that we're focused on. Top 10 stories and people, according to the research, as I said, done by listening to stations, talking to programmers, and coming up with an astute look at what the majority, if you will, of news talk stations are talking about. From week to week, sometimes the list changes a lot, sometimes it doesn't change much at all. I think the focus of the way some things are discussed, I think, changes, Michael, don't you?
The details change. Because we're talking about the war or the presidential race or Trump's stuff, it's not the same information, but obviously the big stories of the day continue. I mean, if we were hanging out doing this in the mid-40s, we'd be talking about World War II every day. And it's not like nothing changes.
As long as we're not talking about World War III every day, we'll be fine.
We've been talking about World War III for many, many, many years. Yeah. We just don't call it that.
Why can't we all just get along? Right? What is there? The Rodney hatred King. That is instilled. Yeah, he said that. But I mean, the hatred that people have for people who are different than they are. Blacks don't like whites. Whites don't like blacks. Jews don't like Christians. Christians don't like Jews. And that isn't what is with the majority. But yet there are those that get noisy and make trouble. The Palestinian thing at USC this week. The woman who was the valedictorian couldn't speak because they were afraid. They were afraid. Maybe I just stopped the sentence there. They were afraid. What are you afraid of?
Well, you know, There is good and evil in the world. I mean, that kind of throws a monkey wrench into the equation that, you know, why can't people get along just because they're different? Well, it isn't only the difference is only, you know, it's not only red, yellow, black, white, you know, left, right. The difference is, in some cases, some people are victims and other people are predators. And it's murky. Human nature is murky. Here are the stories. Number 10, we have the aforementioned Russia-Ukraine war. At number 9, we have China's role in the fentanyl crisis. At number 8, we have the Supreme Court hearings on the January 6th case. The migrant crisis is at 7. At 6, the Israeli-Ukraine aid debate. At number 5, Johnson's job security. At number 4, inflation and the U.S. economy. I mean, we can't even decide whether or not the economy is good or bad.
Right.
Trump's hush money case, and we put hush money in quotes because it really is election tampering as opposed to hush money. It's not illegal to offer a bribe to shut somebody up.
Number 2, how about the bribe from Joe Biden to get the student loans paid off? How's that different? I think that'd be a good course of conversation sometime for somebody to come up just for argument's sake.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that, but all politics, giving money to a porn star to keep her from revealing what she did with you is very different than politicians catering to their constituencies. You know, that's a giant leap. The presidential race is at number 2, and Iran-Israel tensions and the war with Hamas and Israel, that's at number 1. And since we last spoke, there's been a lobbying up and back of attacks between the two countries, which is extremely dangerous. I mean, this is really dangerous. The people you think? Survey, 10. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know if people realize this is not just wallpaper talk. You know, this is not background talk, Zach.
But because they're not hitting us here directly, we don't take it seriously.
But it's in such a line of potential escalation.
Yeah.
That is.
Are you talking about
terrifying.
At the end of the week, the fact that Israel launched an attack on Iran when Iran said earlier in the week, "Hey, listen, we've gotten our we got our chops satisfied. We sent a lot of 300 missiles and bombs to Israel. Most of them didn't get anywhere. So we answered your attack on our generals. So it's all over." And Israel says, "No, not so fast." And that's where you know, as we talk, they're launching all kinds of bombs and satellites and missiles. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yep. Number 10 on the people survey, we have Vladimir Putin. We have Xi Jinping at 9. At number 8, Alejandro Mayorkas. Janet Yellen is at 7. RFK Jr. at number 6. At number 5, Marjorie Taylor Greene. At number 4, Mike Johnson. There's an interesting character. Interesting indeed.
Both of them.
I don't know. Benjamin Netanyahu is at 3, Trump is at 2, and Biden is at number 1.
Yep.
Now, it's interesting watching Mike Johnson go through all kinds of changes and evolution. He's a complicated man.
Oh, well, but he seems to be getting the job done. He may be complicated.
I'm not saying he isn't. He reacts to the current events that are going on as opposed to being a one-dimensional knucklehead.
Right, which is what a lot of them are. Knuckleheads, yeah.
One-dimensional knuckleheads on both sides.
Right, okay.
I'm an equal opportunity consultor. I'm never crazy about politicians. I mean, I think it's the role of the media to be skeptical, to only lend support briefly, and to stay on top of the changes that create the kind of changes that we're seeing Mike Johnson go through. I'm not necessarily sure he's a good guy or a bad guy in the end. I just find him interesting, and interesting is a very safe word.
It is a safe word. I'll go one step further, though. I think he's effective. That's the word that I would use for him. I think he's gotten a lot of things done that, one, when looking at his political background or his political issues, if you will, you would think that he's such a robotic thinker, because that's what a lot of people think that right-wingers are, and most of them, frankly, are. And so Democrats fall into that category as well. But I think he's been able to work around stuff and get things done, whether you like it or not. That appears to be the problem Marjorie Taylor Greene has with him. He's not sticking to the rule book, to the playbook.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Right. I don't know. Maybe something inside of him says, "Hey, man, this is a higher cause. You're not in. You're not a local politician anymore. You're dealing with not only the nation, you're dealing with history."
Yeah.
And I got the feeling that, I don't know. All we have to go on are our feelings based upon little factlets that are not necessarily the whole story. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've come to that realization.
I have. I'm frustrated.
Don't know anything.
Exactly. And frustrated because you don't really know what the heck is going on.
Right.
All right, let's deal with one of these things. In the people list, RFK Jr. is number 6, and number 2 on the story list is the presidential race. I thought it was absurd this week when Biden gathered with the Kennedys in Philadelphia to make it crystal clear that the family is endorsing Biden. And I don't know which one of it is, which one of the lady dressed in red, I've forgotten which one she is, but she has a speech problem, and so why she was the one who stood up there, because, you know, the message was clear and it was good, I guess, if you like Biden, but it wasn't effectively delivered by this woman because whatever her speech problem is was distracting. It's like she'd had a stroke or something. It was distracting. And then you look at the Kennedy cousins, and they all, isn't it amazing how genetically families can look? They all look the same. Right? I mean, all
you'd
these
almost,
guys...
You'd almost think they're related.
I know, wouldn't you? And then there's Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, you know, at one point in time was, I think it, he was with Biden early on, and then he decided to go down a different path. But then the rest of the family wanted to formally endorse him, and so that's what went on in Philadelphia this week. And meanwhile, RFK still came out ahead, because at the end of all of it, he said, I understand we're all part of the same family, and we disagree on this, but I love them all. That took the sting out of anything and everything that was said by the rest of the family, right? Condemning him for how dare he run against Joe Biden, yada, yada.
Yeah. And Robert Kennedy. Of course, if you step back far enough, you have to say that the hordes of Kennedy haters out there will hold that against RFK.
Yeah, maybe.
One of the things that people like about him is that he's un-Kennedy-ish in terms of his position.
Yeah.
I mean, what makes the Kennedys think that they have any sway anymore over American politics?
Yeah.
The family, like what? The royal family.
Yeah, well, they think of themselves that way. I think.
Well, yeah, but you know, that is so long ago and far away.
Yeah,
and yet we're sort of still in that groove. Oh, the Kennedy family. Like, who the hell are the Kennedy family at this point? All the big Kennedys are dead.
Yeah.
All the good kids.
Well, that's why they think they still have sway, because
you know, kids,
of the sacrifices,
children.
The sacrifices that their family members, the sacrifice they made. All right, we continue. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. I want to send you on a trip, on a weekend trip or a weekday trip if you want, a couple of nights free. Courtesy of the folks at 541 Travels, all you have to do is dial 800-419-3684, and you get two nights available in 15 fabulous hotels in Las Vegas. It's a busy time down there, lots of things going on, weekend and weekday shows. You know, there's no really weekend there. It's the weekend all the time in Las Vegas. So you want to go? Call 800-419-DOUG. You go without having to pay for a hotel. Pretty cool, huh? It's not, doesn't take a lot of brain work, a lot of brain tissue to figure out this is a good deal. So dial it up, 800-419-DOUG, 800-419-3684, for a last-minute road trip, 3 days, two nights free in Las Vegas.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guaranteed.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour now. Talk Radio is the focus of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. What else would... we're not talking about Swiss cheese here. We're talking about the things... Although, maybe if Swiss cheese came into the top 10 story list, we'd be talking about Swiss cheese.
Or maybe there's room in the world for a top 10 cheese show.
Ah, right. Do you like American cheese?
This week, Gouda.
Yeah. Swiss cheese next week. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Right. So we were just talking off the air about Taylor Swift her new album, which could be in the top 10. Certainly when the top 10 music stuff is done, American Top 40, when Ryan Seacrest does his show this week, this probably will be on the top of the list. But here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Taylor Swift will never be number one because Gun Hill Road occupies that space forever. Right?
Yeah.
What is the latest one? You want to give us a quick primer on the one that's been out for about a month?
Artificial intelligence is coming up. Artificial intelligence.
Oh, you're going to do an artificial intelligence one.
Yeah. But the one that's really cool, just so everybody, let me give a plug to this. Scammersvideo.com will take you to a place that you can't get to easily because YouTube has put a shadow ban on our latest music.
Why?
Because they say it has shocking material.
What is the shocking material? Did they enumerate? I want to get people to go find out what it is.
It has very violent scenes of what people should do to scammers.
Ah.
it calls for their execution by firing squad, by hanging, by electrocution, by drone, and by castration.
There you go. Go get him, Michael.
It's satirical. Yeah. Scammersvideo.com. Check it out, folks. It'll blow your mind.
Yes, it will. All right, speaking of blowing your mind, a couple of things that touch on the issues of the week. The story list from Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can find this at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. There's a committee vote that took place this week advancing a foreign aid bill for Ukraine and Israel. This is why we are talking about Mike Johnson, because the Republicans didn't want the bill, but the Democrats did. So he enlisted the Democrats to help him get it done. And that's why Marjorie doesn't want him there, and that's why some of the other hardcore...
That's what a Speaker of the House is supposed to do.
Exactly. He's doing a great
job. He's Speaker of the House. He's not Speaker of the conference, you know?
No. Right. I think he's doing a good job, frankly. I like him. All right. So let's see. The situation in terms of... Well, the migrant crisis is tied to the economy, I think. Number seven tied to number four, and I'll tell you why. If you want. You want me to tell you why? Should I just make that statement?
When I got up this morning, that's what I was hoping would happen today.
Okay. All right. Well, in reality and seriously, the whole business about all these people that are coming here and the impact they are having on the economy, jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it was underscored, I think, by all the migrants that were sent back to Haiti this week. The biggest problem we have isn't necessarily, depends on where you are in the country. In the Northeast, where you and I are, the biggest problem is not Hispanics that are coming here illegally. It's the Haitians who have been sent here in busloads from Florida, et cetera, et cetera. And I think I've told the story in the air. My town of Framingham, Massachusetts, three busloads came to town. They're in three different hotels, and the city is paying the bill. Why should I, as a taxpayer in Framingham, be paying for illegals that came here from Haiti, no matter what their situation? It's not my doing. I don't want to be $40,000 a week. The city's paying to house these people. How's that right? Right? Think about that. All right, it's 28 after the hour. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House making it clear that President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. USA's John Schaefer.
While speaking at two campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, was killed during World War II and then made a reference to cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters that Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan and that there is no truth to the claim that he was eaten by New Guinea natives in 1944.
Shares in Trump Media fell sharply this week following its announcement of a new live TV streaming platform. The DJT shares fell over 10% Tuesday following an earlier double-digit decline of 18% on Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, and... lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of items in the interest of the public. If you're interested in News Talk Radio and you listen to a lot of the political shows, then you hear many of the stories discussed that we talk about here on the overview. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to say hello to folks listening in Mount Vernon, Illinois on WFIW, to the Countdown Show on WJOL in Joliet. That's in the Chicago area, listening to the Countdown as well. And so the Countdown is... used to be the moniker, the Countdown Rolls On, and yeah, so it does. And one of the things that I think that people would say if they were looking, they'd be wondering why the story of Charlotte the Stingray, who became pregnant without any male contact, wasn't in the Countdown this week, Michael. A little levity to...
We try to stay away from religious stories.
Oh, okay, doggone it, I should have known that. All right, well, let's see here. What isn't religious? Number eight.
In all seriousness, I don't even know about that story.
Really? Charlotte the Stingray.
Why don't you fill us in? It sounds interesting.
Well, Charlotte, there's the what do they call the government agency? It's NOAA, N-O-A-A, out of Woods Hole in Falmouth, down to the Cape. They go out and they watch the mating, among other things. They do a lot of stuff to protect sea life, but they watch the mating habits of certain creatures, and they're watching the mating habits of stingrays. And as is the case with many underwater species, they have to engage with a male in order to produce an offspring. But apparently they've been studying this stingray, and the stingray they watched her for 8 years, and they have never, she happens to have been caught and put in an aquarium down in North Carolina. But they watched her first before they captured her, and she has not been around a male stingray, and yet she got pregnant, and so it's like immaculate conception. Perhaps they'll call the baby Jesus when it's born.
In all seriousness,
I'm seeing
she
being
snuck
serious.
Away. Maybe yeah. she snuck away.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that happen? You know, it's kind of mind-boggling when you think about it.
You know, it's really mind-boggling. The story this week of the discovery of a snake reptile that was as long as a bus, and the picture they've gotten from looking at the fossilized vertebrae of this snake is something that weighed 4 or 5 tons. Its head was as big as a car, and it is the scariest looking damn thing that you've ever seen in your life. Oh my God! So,
and
yes,
was this a new species that was discovered?
They didn't think that there was ever one as big as this one. It was found in India. It was 47 million years ago. It existed, but it was like 50 feet long, and the head was the size of a car.
You know, it's interesting, without going off on a tangent, just quick response to that, that, you know, we think about the big beasts of the past that are extinct, the dinosaurs, which like about 70 million years ago suddenly disappeared, maybe because of the impact of the asteroid, whatever.
Yeah.
There were all kinds of gigantic animals that came after that we don't talk about. You just don't, they're not part of cartoons and popular culture and kids, you know, the gigantic mammals that you know, giant sloths, giant saber cats, all kinds of wild-looking things that are not part of the popular consciousness. So, I you know, you said that was about 40-some-odd million years ago. Just interesting stuff. That there's so much scientific stuff that never made it into the popular culture that is kind of amazing. Enough said.
And you know what? That last 60 seconds from you, all I could think about was Wild Thing by the Troggs. Remember we played that as disc jockeys back
in the... Wild Thing.
Huh? They make my heart sing.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to the serious situations.
Wasn't there a version of that by RFK?
Probably. Wild Thing.
Somebody should pull that out, and they're talking about RFK Jr. Wild Thing. I can't do it.
By the way, in New Orleans this week, there's a new salad that's been introduced. As long as we're talking about silly stuff, it's called a cicada salad. Cicadas are invading the states. There are millions, trillions of them. And so they've captured some, and they've cooked them, and they're in a New Orleans salad now. You can go to New Orleans and enjoy a cicada salad. Okay,
right. Turns lemons into lemonade. The invasion turns into a new source
Could
of
be.
Food.
All right, number four this week on the story list is inflation and our economy. One of the things that I did on the Good Day program this past week was look at the cities and states, the average income in these places, ranging from $50,000 down in Alabama to $90,000 in Hawaii. Those were the spread like $40,000. But the thing that I think is a takeaway from this conversation, as we think about the economy and what people are being paid, and is there a middle class anymore, the new average salary, the lowest average salary that people say, and this is a survey done by, I think, the New York Times and Pew, but I'm not, don't hold me to that. At any rate, the lowest average salary people are willing to accept for a new job now is $81,000. So if you don't want to pay somebody 81 grand, then don't count on being able to hire them. Now, there are a lot of people that are working that have jobs already that are making a whole lot less than that, maybe half that. But it seems that if you're looking for a job, now, The implication here could be a myriad of things, like you can get almost that much money if you're on unemployment from the government. So why work? Right? I mean, that's the people keep asking, well, why are we hiring so many foreigners? Because it's too easy for people who are here to not work. And to the tune of $64,000, I think you guys saw that survey someplace. I don't know if you saw it or not, Michael, that the intake by people who are not working that could be on unemployment or whatever the sources may be is up to $64,000. So why would you work if you were making 45 before? I can make 20 more and sit on my butt.
No. This is an old argument, you know, people living off the dole. And, you know, does welfare eventually, you know, have diminishing returns in terms of the ultimate impact?
You asking if or does or does it? Do you think you have
is if. The question is if. I don't have a solution because these trends are made up of individual cases. Each case is separate. Ultimately, we create these trends and we talk about them with broad strokes that don't necessarily relate to the reality of the human beings involved. So it's, you want to have a society that has safety nets and cushions for people. You just don't want those cushions, which indicate compassion and empathy, to suddenly encourage bad behavior. And it goes back to what I said before. Some people are inherently decent and some people are inherently crooked. And that throws the monkey wrench in the whole thing about, you know, we should all live good lives and we should love each other. So it's problematic. I don't know. I don't know that about that $81,000 thing relating to the way you put it, that people will not take a job unless they get $81,000. People that are hungry and desperately need to work.
Take a job, of course they will.
Will take anything. And, yeah. And you know, we see it all around us. We see it in our own radio industry. I was going to make a joke, and then I said, don't. Now I'm just going to say what I wasn't going to say. When you said, you know, $81,000 is the average pay, I said, well, we're not looking at the radio industry, are we?
Not anymore. No.
You know, so.
This is an industry that used to pay morning talent on good radio stations, good markets, $4 million a year. Now, you have a hard time finding people in the big markets like Los Angeles and New York, $800,000. There was a very well-known, I'm not going to mention his name, guy who was working for, he was the number one guy in the market in music radio, and the company didn't want to pay him $800,000 anymore, so he said, you know what, I've had enough, I'm 70-something, see you later.
He's got enough money, you know,
he's
locked
fine.
Away.
Yeah, but and he's still doing a syndicated show. But the point is that the ratings, when the guy left, the ratings went, they halved. So what do you gain? Okay, so you don't want to pay the guy $800,000 who was used to making $3 million a year, and he stayed because he loved his job, but after a while, how much can you cut him? And where's the money going? You know, what's the source of the money and all that sort of stuff? That's another discussion. Rush Limbaugh used to make $85 million a year. You think there's anybody, the collective of people making money, that kind of money is long gone on talk radio. I think the highest paid guy now is about, well, other than Sean, you're talking about strictly radio guys, like a couple making $10 million a year base, but most of the well-known names that are on the list that you put out, the heavy 100, 4 or 5 million bucks a year. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, that's a lot of money. It isn't in comparison to what used to be paid to these people for garnering huge audiences. That's what they get paid, because they did things that people wanted to listen to. And they got paid accordingly. Now, let's not worry about what they're, you know, and it's, I don't know, you know me, I'm getting off on a tangent. I want to have a moment to talk about what's...
It's a complicated tangent, and, you know, maybe someday we can devote a whole program to discussing the ins and outs of the radio industry, because, you know, I'm just keeping my mouth shut, because if I start, that'll be it, you know.
We'll run out of time.
yeah, exactly.
Right. And we want to talk about the interview that's in Talkers, well, it's posted in Talkers, but it's also in Michael Harris and the MH interview. It's a good one this week. We'll talk about that after these words.
And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here.
because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-565-9662. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-565-9662. That's 800-565-9662. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Let's get back to the focus from Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the focus on the MH interview, one of the fellas that I am happy you're interviewing because I think he's just a marvelous guy, been around for a long time, Lee Harris. So what'd you get out of him?
Lee Harris was the morning anchor on the biggest show in America on radio. Until just about a year ago, he had the anchor position on WINS 1010 Winds in New York, the all-news station. He left about a year ago to become the director of integrated operations for Nexstar's News Nation channel. And we talked about the history of radio, and we talk about journalism and what it takes today to be unbiased, and can that work in today's fractured, you know, echo chamber society. It's mhinterview.com. His name is Lee Harris. And anybody listening to this who's interested in journalism, interested in radio, and interested in television will find it very interesting.
I'm going to take it one step further because of what I know about him. I find him, I always talk to him at the Talkers conventions, but we run into each other here and there. He's a lovely man. He has a great voice, and people say, you're so short. I mean, I remember him telling me these things. People would come up to him and say, you're Lee Harris? You don't sound like Lee. You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, for years he was the voice of, you know, the voice of New York.
Yeah, right.
And that guy.
Yeah, he's a little guy, and he's been around for a long time. And the other side of him is he's a technological genius. He's come up with more stuff, and it has nothing to do with him doing the news on 1010 Winds. It just is another interest of his that he's turned into now, into his career. But he has come up with some very interesting technological advances that, you know, nobody knows about because we're going to talk about it. But the radio stuff he's done has been fabuloso. So good. Lee Harris, the MH Interview, mhinterview.com, and also at Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour here on the Countdown.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Just a jump to the left.
Let's see what kind of foolishness Chucker is up to this morning. Chuck Curry is our movie man on Movie Moments on the Good Day program. So, Chucker, it's the weekend, Friday. New movies are out. What the heck is this? From an old movie, no doubt. I don't know about
that. That's Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. You ever go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
I have not, because all I hear is that it's either silly or scary or whatever it is, and I don't like, I like silly, but I don't like scary. So, but I know it's actually Tim,
we recently played that, it's Tim Curry, his birthday, 78 mm-hmm. years old, born in 1946, played the title character of Frankenfurter in that film. Really not a good movie, but elevated to massive cult status, some really good songs. It has a lot of entertainment value, and it's the only film I think left that has midnight shows generationally, and still in certain cities and areas, this does very, very well. I mean, we book it like twice a year at the theater I'm involved in, and we have this group come out and they do a live performance during the movie, and it gets a good crowd, like a really good crowd.
Super. All right, Bradley Cooper is apparently keeping in touch with Chris Kyle's family. Remember, he played Chris Kyle in The American Sniper,
and the
guy got killed. But it was quite a movie that he did in collaboration with Clint Eastwood, and apparently they both have stayed in touch with his family, which I thought was kind of an interesting reality. He really,
that's
Bradley
cool
Cooper,
thing.
Well, he's very tied to, he wants to emulate Clint Eastwood, obviously, by starring and producing and all that stuff through his career. And Clint, at the age of 96, is still at it, and I think I understand the emulation. But there's also a respect. Clint Eastwood loves his work, and Bradley Cooper loves to be around Clint Eastwood. I guess who wouldn't if you're a movie maker, right?
Sure. I mean, Bradley Cooper appears to be a really good guy, too.
Yeah.
I don't know him personally, but he appears, based on interviews, to be a grounded, connectable person, which I think is a good thing.
Right. All right. So what do we have to look forward to? New movies this weekend at the box office.
Well, first off, I'm very interested to see how Civil War holds up week to week, because I think it's going to be, or is, a very polarizing movie. I think it's well worth seeing just based on the water cooler talk of the film in itself. But you got Guy Ritchie's new movie, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, which is basically a Dirty Dozen type World War II film, which stars Henry Cavill, who played Superman. You know, the interesting thing, Doug, about Henry Cavill, a lot of people on social media, they love him. They, you know, he has a huge fan base, but his movies don't make a lot of money. I like him. I'm a fan, but he's not so this, what they call
you can't
a
tell,
bankable guy.
How can you tell what the movie's about by listening to the title? I don't.
Yeah,
that title doesn't tell me anything, right?
And the trailer's interesting to say the least. Then you got a horror movie, another horror movie in the marketplace called Abigail, which will probably make a slight dent in ticket sales this weekend. Some other box office news of interest: Kingdom of the Planet Apes, which doesn't open until May, tracking around a $54 million opening weekend. Now, opening weekends, if they get in the 50s, I guess studios are happy. They used to would want $100 million off a big popcorn tentpole movie. Here's another interesting one. Sony Pictures is re-releasing every Spider-Man movie in theaters for 1 week, 1 week at a time. The first one was this Monday, Sam Raimi's 2002 Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. And on Monday, the film actually did $688,000 on 477 screens for a $1,500 per screen average, the biggest per screen average of any movie playing in theaters this week. So this interesting, you know, what is old is new. That's actually, I'm glad to hear that, actually.
Yeah, that is. But there are a lot of good movies around that people haven't seen. You could go back to, like, releasing Gone with the Wind, if you will, or The Searchers, or come up with any number of classic movies that have been around that many people today never heard of, never saw,
I agree with you. You know, it's interesting. That model has never really materialized the way you think it would, but I agree. I mean, you know, 90% of everybody generationally has not seen
Close
those
Encounters.
Movies you just spoke of. Yeah, I agree.
Right. Searchers, many people, people think that of all the movies, John Wayne made 231 movies in his career, believe
it
or not.
He did, wow.
And the one that critics look at most as his best was The Searchers.
Right.
So, yeah, but people haven't
seen The Shooters to me. I love The Shooters.
Yeah, The Shooters is a great
movie. My favorite
Wayne
film.
Yeah, agreeing. Yep. All right, Chucker, talk to you Monday. It's
Thank
the Good
you.
Day program. Everybody have a great weekend. If you're not sticking around, we stick around. But if you're leaving, have a good weekend. It's 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.